I would to say one skill is nothing to me like resilience. Everybody who's looking to expand is going to meet challenges. They're going to meet challenges. They're going to take actions like I make my calls, and they're going to get results, but there's going to be a lot of resistance until they reach those results.
Welcome to Super Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Shahid Durrani. Today we have with us Ron Konigsberg. Ron is a founder and president of American Investment Properties. Welcome to our show, Ron.
It's fun to be here. Thanks, Shahid. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, Ron. You got into this business back in 2001. If you had to do this all over again, what would you do different?
Interesting. Yes, that's correct. I was a commercial real estate broker working for other people in the mid-90s. And I opened my own firm in 2001. And I've been successful as a deal maker. If I opened my firm very quickly, I'm really proud of myself. When I found something I love to do in my early 30s, I messed around in my 20s. I didn't know what I wanted to be, but being a salesman, I definitely wanted to be. And being a salesman of commercial real estate is what I really wanted to be. But your question is really interesting to me. I wish that I would have focused more on recruiting. My weak spot is recruiting. My strength is commercial real estate deals.
Okay.
I'm a deal dog. I'm a deal dog. That's what they call guys like me.
So how do you find the deals?
Sure. The way I find my deals is picked an area, commercial. I pick commercial real estate on Long Island. It's the 14th largest market in America. And I call everybody who owns a shopping center, an office building, multifamily building, or an industrial building. So in the beginning, I drove around and I found out who own the shopping centers by looking at signs, asking tenants, working backwards. Today, that's online. Do I cold call every single morning? I don't think so, but I block off 2 hours. I speak to at least 20 to 25 building owners, some of which I know a long time, some of which are brand new and hang up on me.
So you do cold call?
Yes.
Yeah. How does that feel when you cold call? Are you comfortable with it?
Yes. I've been doing
it. That's good.
The most important part of my job is that cold caller. It's the engine. It's the prospecting plan. I have a plan. Yeah. I have a certain amount of people I speak to. I try to get to them 3 times a year, but I definitely have a plan. And that's the most important part of being a commercial real estate broker, having a prospecting plan.
Yes. For any business, really.
I think.
Right?
Prospecting plan. Where is the business coming from?
Yeah. So have you ever considered doing ads and targeting building owners?
I send out, I believe, over 1 million emails per year.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. So I go through, I send out 1 million emails. I have large signs on buildings. We advertise in many different ways, but nothing is more effective than speaking to a commercial real estate owner and finding out what's next for them, with their pain points, what is what problems they're having, how we could help.
And with the current interest rates, how's your business looking?
Okay. This is my business, though it's reflective of the market. And while the market typically 2.5% of all inventory typically trades each year. So once every 40 years, every single building in my marketplace will trade. Now, when high when interest rates are higher, maybe it dips below 2%, and maybe when interest rates are lower, it dips above 3%. But as you can see, Shahid, it's incumbent upon you to work, make the phone calls, and whether you're working at a 2% or 3% success rate, it's unimportant. If you're making the calls and doing everything, it's self-motivated. Yeah, it's easier. It's a lot more fun when interest rates are lower and buildings sell more. Right now, it's just fine. We still set the goals.
But you'll
buy the goals.
But you'll buy a building even if the interest rate is at 7, 8%.
I broker buildings. I don't own any buildings.
Okay.
Think of me as a real estate broker for a house. The real estate broker for the house, hopefully they're very professional. They come in. Most of the assets I sell are larger assets. I don't own it. I always thought it was a conflict of interest for me to own those assets.
Interesting. So you don't have a portfolio of your own.
I do not. No, I do not. My family owns it.
So I could see people that you work with, some would appreciate that.
I think it's excellent. I don't want them to think that I'm cherry picking the better assets for myself.
Yeah.
If it's so good, why didn't you buy it? Listen, there are real estate brokers who want to own a lot of assets, and that's great. Mm-hmm. I've chosen to, for many reasons. One, I'm a bit of a deal dog. So I see something, I know who's going to buy it. I know who it's right for. I know I can earn a commission. And have I wanted to own some of these buildings? Yes, they make a lot of money. They're great assets. Commercial real estate's a great asset. There are four types of commercial real estate: retail, shopping centers, and also triple net properties. When you think of that freestanding McDonald's, that freestanding bank, that freestanding Walgreens, things
those
like
are
that.
As well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's retail. And then we're dealing with office buildings. Office buildings can be a small sort of house. It could be a huge office building in Manhattan or in my marketplace. We really stick to Long Island. We have huge office buildings. Of course, there's industrial buildings. And then, yes, I don't sell homes, but we do sell multifamily
buildings.
Multifamily buildings. That's correct. I'm typically a six units and above.
And you presently have deals of that sort?
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
Always have.
Our website. Always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a reason why you stick to that area and you haven't branched off anywhere else? Because there are many areas that you could work in, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's 1,000,000%. God forbid, Shahid, you said to me, even one of your pets who got sick. You said to me, I need the best veterinarian. Love my dog. I love my dog. We would get you the best veterinarian. And that veterinarian would specialize for whatever problem that they were working on. I'm the specialist. When you come to Long Island, New York, and you want to work in commercial real estate,
that's true.
I'm the specialist. I grew up here. I know this market. I know all the people that are involved in the market. And
you got to speak to Ron.
You got to speak to Ron. You got to speak to Ron. And more importantly, these are big assets. Let's just say we're dealing with a $1 to $30 million asset. These are big assets. These are meaningful.
Yeah.
You're going to run into problems. Who's going to take care of the problems? You got to speak to Ron. He knows the environmental guys. He knows the lawyers. He knows the building department people. It's all very local.
So you got to make a slogan out of that.
You got to speak to Ron?
Something like that. Just brought to mind about my friend that I told you about with the personal injury. He created a phone number. Got hurt? Call Kurt. His name is
that.
Kurt. So, so I was like, that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I don't have anything catchy right now. I recently wrote a book called Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and Life. And that's getting a lot of attention. I'm a 59-year-old commercial real estate broker who's been doing this for close to 30 years. But I've I have recently written a book, and that's gotten me a lot of attention. So
that's awesome. Where can someone pick up that book? From Amazon or from your website?
I have a landing page, which is new to me. The guys is over at social media at Ron Koningsberg, and maybe you can spell that out for everybody.com. And that
it'll be in the show notes. You.
Okay, great. So Power Broker can be purchased. I read it on Audible, so that's on Amazon. And the book can be purchased on Amazon. And I just started a Kajabi 10-module class. Okay. But that's all on the that's all there. And I think it's all very helpful. I really think that it's amazing information. I think we wrote a great book. It's not about being a commercial real estate broker. It's about being a salesperson and the skills that and the skills that you need to be successful in business and in life. So one of the reasons I was really attracted to your show is when I was listening to you, I think you were on with Morgan Ingram. You said the words exclusive listening.
Yes.
Okay. I call it active listening. I love the fact that you've delved into it. I wrote my book because I'm a career salesperson. Now, you might say I'm a commercial real estate professional, and I am. I have my master's, my CCIM. I have every designation. But the reality of life is I believe success comes from interpersonal skills.
Definitely.
That simple.
It's all relationships.
I believe 85% of my business knowledge on a daily basis is interpersonal skills. And while I love commercial real estate and I could do it all day long, it's only 15% of my communication. How I deal with people, how I interact with people, how I exclusively listen to them. I've never heard anybody ever say that before. Actively listen. Listening is one of the most important parts of my book because people, you said it. You actually said it with Morgan. People just want to be heard and understood. That's it. It's not complicated.
It's the presence of being there. And then unfortunately, because of the highly active mind, when with all the chitter chatter, the labeling, judging, and all that stuff.
800 words a minute goes through our head. 800 words a minute is going through our head. Can you put away your distractions? Can you really listen? That's why my book was written.
It's an art.
Because hard. You're listening to someone else. It's an art form, and you don't want to interrupt them. Imagine that. You don't want to interrupt somebody. Let them speak. This is challenging stuff. And that's how my, that's really and truly where I was in my mid-50s. Successful salesperson, winning awards. My brother says to me, he's a lawyer. He says to me, "You're not listening." I said, "Of course I'm listening." "What do you mean I'm not listening? You don't even have to. The ears are attached to your head. You just hear it. You're listening." He said, "No, you're not listening. You're not active listening. You're not reflectively listening. You're not putting away your distractions, and you're interrupting people." He's a couple of years older. He's a few years older than me. And I said, "What are you talking about?" At first, obviously, you're a little pushed back. And then the secret unfolded. Then life started to happen for me. Really and truly, I started to repeat back what people were saying to me. And then I started to transfer emotion. Listen, my book's about a lot of things. But what attracted me was you said exclusively listener. Anyone watching this podcast right now, anyone listening, anyone, I'll tell you one thing. You want to change your life? Everyone just wants to be heard. Now, is that true of your significant other? Yeah. They just want to be heard. It's amazing. And it's amazing. It's a great secret.
And you mentioned about being able to listen, actively listen, and Was it your brother that said? Was it your brother yes. that said? Yeah. Yes. So what he did is basically plant a seed. Initially, what happens is emotionally you get stings when you hear something
of course.
That you don't want to hear. No. What happens in my life, all the transformations that I went on the journey began because of a seed that was planted. And the seed was planted by emotion waking me up for a moment. And initially I was upset, but then afterwards I said, wait a minute, what was he saying? And I do this right. to people. There are situations where, you know, they will show their anger or being upset for being so right. blunt or being very open about it. But I still do it because I care. I care because I see something.
Well, you got to dig a little deeper. And that's improve. What I love about listening mm-hmm. is that you have the mm-hmm. opportunity. Questions are amazing. Mm-hmm. I think in America, we're taught how to answer questions, but we're not taught how to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And that's the game changer. The mm-hmm. asking of the questions. You kidding me? Go that's home wrong. To your significant mm-hmm. other. Not only are you listening, but now you're asking questions. My book is about a few things. The sales skills that I think that I try to make it as simple for anybody else as humanly possible. I talk about positive thinking, how you're 29% smarter when you're in a good mood. Negativity is, it's tough. It's tough. It's hard to think clearly. Enthusiasm. We talk about in the book, and I love enthusiasm because it can give you courage. Mm. If you get excited about something, it can give you courage. It can literally help you get over fear. I love talking about public speaking because once you're able to public speak and everything else, it's practice, skill. Some of the other things that we talk about is goal setting. I'm a huge believer in goal setting. Not many. Mm-hmm. Please set a goal. Be like a postage stamp. Stick to the envelope until you get there. Stick to it. My goals are right in front of me. And sales is teachable. And in the book, we talk about communication, negotiation, relationship skills. Sales is teachable.
So, Ron, can you share one of the most valuable skills that you picked up or learned that has changed your sales game throughout your career?
Sure. All right. The first thing is, anyone listening to this, I want them to know one statistic, okay? 85% of current entrepreneurs and business leaders started their career in sales, women. So these people learned the ability to sell, which includes negotiation, communication, relationship building, problem solving, resilience. And these are the skills that they use every day to be entrepreneurs and business leaders. But to answer your question, Shahid, if I were to say one skill, there's nothing to me like resilience, where we are going to bang everybody who's looking to expand is going to meet challenges. They're going to meet challenges. They're going to take actions like I make my calls. And they're going to get results, but there's going to be a lot of resistance until they reach those results. So overcoming resilience, to me, I don't know. That's been on my mind lately.
Mm. Yeah, resilience is super important in business.
And life, and we
sometimes allow our emotions to get in the way. But if we really stay focused on that envelope, like you said, and you don't take no for an answer, you keep going, we will make it. You just have to be
these
able to handle the bumps.
These are all wrapped up. The goal setting gives you the focus to overcome those bumps, We all have challenges. Every single one of us, everybody's fighting a battle every single day. 8 billion people.
So you said resilience, but my next question, what was your most go-to inner superpower that got you to this point in life?
You're asking a really good question. What is your go-to superpower that I consistently, let's just say I consistently,
use in your career? Right.
I think that people, what they want to hear is, are you $1 million every year? Yes. So why do I make $1 million or more in commissions per year? It's the phone calls that we spoke about. It's hard to wake up every single morning and make those calling, have that prospecting plan to make those cold calls every single day. But I will tell you this, there's a broker, he's my idol, Bob Knackle. I know he makes cold calls every single day, and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least that's what I believe he's worth. What do I know? But he's definitely worth tens of millions of dollars, and he's out there making cold calls every day also. So if there's one thing that I'm proud of, I have called my way to success. And I owe you for helping me identify what maybe has been my best attribute.
Yeah.
I've called my way to success. Yeah. Thank you.
I love it.
No,
that's good. A lot of people find that intimidating, but it's crucial, especially when you're starting out. And you mentioned like you are doing $1 million a year and you still cold call the other gentleman doing tens of millions of dollars and he's still cold call.
That's right.
And the thing is, your industry is soft cold call because you're just speaking to people, chit-chatting about what is going on in their life. You're not very pushy.
Mm-hmm. It is a soft cold call. I'm not selling stocks. A stock is sold very quickly. I'm building relationships. I'm talking about assets. I'm meeting with people. But you still get hung up on.
I can't
make it a perfect world where the negatives aren't going to happen. Yeah, I can't.
Going to happen. How you deal with them, that's the key.
That's the resiliency. That's that piece that we met. That's one of the things I highlighted.
I love it, Ron. It was amazing having you on the show, chatting with you about all this wonderful work that you're doing. I think we are going to be friends moving forward because there might be a group that we could put together to broker a deal.
Because
we're part of a network and there's obviously... a need for people to create additional sources of income. So why not speak to Ron, especially in that region?
Thank you.
So,
thank you. I think the most important thing for anyone tuning in is while Ron is a commercial real estate professional, I've made my career in interpersonal skills. I've written a book on how important and how challenging interpersonal skills are. I don't know why it's not valued and taught in schools. I believe it's so valuable. There's 8 billion of us. All we're going to do, 8 billion people on the planet, all we're going to do is interact with each other. And there should be a guidebook. I got a guidebook. And now I call it the Power Broker because I wanted people to feel the powerful information and being able. But it's about how to be successful in business and in life. And it's these interpersonal skills, I think, ultimately, that will give you a richer life and richer relationships, both in business and in life.
Awesome, Ron. Audience, if anybody is looking to build a business, check out his book. Ron, appreciate you. Thank you so much
for
taking the time to come on our show, and definitely keep in touch.
I certainly will. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.